Blog Talk Radio.
Just want to sing your praises to your Lord. You know, the Bible says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. And Father God, your word says that we have not because we ask not. So Father God, we ask you for wisdom. We ask you for knowledge. But before we get started asking you, Father God, let us take a moment just thank you. Thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn whose we are and who we are. It's in your word, Father God, that we learn that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Thing that you've done for us on this broadcast. I thank you, Father God, for opening the eyes of the blind. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us understanding according to your word, Father God. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Hallelujah. I give you the honor and the glory. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for in your word we learn that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. So we have no worries, Father God. For you are with us always, even to the end of the world. So I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, for raising us up. I thank you, Father God, for being a mother to the motherless and a father to the fatherless. Oh, Father God, I truly thank you for the knowledge and wisdom that you've given us over this broadcast. Father God, your word says whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we bind up anything that will come against the word of God. We bind it in the name of Jesus right now, Heavenly Father. We take authority over it right now. And we say, Satan, you have no place in us. Hallelujah. You have no place on this broadcast. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Heavenly Father. Sorry, brothers and sisters, I didn't have I didn't have a whole lot of music today because of where I am. And let me tell you, we've been talking about the power. The word of God has to be the final authority, because the only power anybody has is what God have given them. Other than that, they have no power. But we need God's power today for deception. We need God's power to be guided through the word of God. And his word has to be the final authority. He says it's so, so therefore it is so. Hallelujah. So I'm just praising God for that. I'm on the road, and I'm going to see if I can get Pastor to jump in and read some scriptures for us. Pastor, are you there?
Yes, Pastor, I'm here.
Okay, I don't know how I'm coming through right now because I'm on the road, but if you be so kind, can you remember the scriptures from yesterday?
Yes, you had, let me flip my page over here. Yep, you had Ephesians and Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 10 through 12. You had also 1 Peter 1, 2, and 3. We also had Revelation 3, 8, Romans 8, 2.
Okay. Well, I may be calling you to read that for a few minutes. I, like I said, I'm on the road. And I thought I was going to be out of the doctor's office back home, but there's a lot of other things I don't even care to talk about at this particular time. But God's power, God's word, all is in the same, and the final authority should be based on the word of God. I'm reminded of what Jesus said over there in Matthew 4. We'll go there. You have to make the word of God the final authority. That's what you have to do. The word of God has to become the final authority. So over in Matthew 4, I ask you to read verses 1 through 11. If you be so kind.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Matthew. Yes, Pastor. You said Matthew 4, 1 through 7?
11.
11. Okay.
1 through read. 11.
Okay, Pastor. Reading from the King James. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Listen, brothers and sisters, you have to make the word of God the final authority. And that's what Jesus did here. And if Jesus have to make the word of God the final authority and say it is written, and he is the word, well, we should have that same influence. Okay, we should have that same line, that same guidance, if you will. This is, I want to say blueprint. And let me tell you, if there's any virtue in believing in God, the devil may claim this virtue. If there is any praise for always being busy, the devil may claim this praise, for he's always very busy. Got to know that. And he would do anything to make you think differently. But his character does not change. It doesn't change. That's why it's so important that James 2 and 19 says, as Pastor to read that, James 2 and 19. His character make him the devil. And out of that character come these different characteristics that makes him the devil. But in James 2:19.
Okay, read from the King James. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. Amen.
See, his character make him a devil. The devil is a very busy character. He does a big business. This is what he does. A very ugly business. But he does it well. And we have to understand that. And not necessarily give him credit, but understand that he does it well. As well as an ugly business can be done, Satan does it. He has a lot of experience, big brain ideas, but believe me, he got a black heart, and he forces people and tricks people into doing things. Just want you to know that God is all power. He's all power.
Yes. Amen.
He is the source of power. And we have the ability, and he have given us access to this power. And that power is in his word. So therefore, it becomes the final authority.
Yes. Amen.
See, if you look at Satan's history, the thing he tries to do is have authority, brothers and sisters. That's what he does. He wants authority.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know that his authority is limited. Even though God allowed Jesus to be led up into the spirit, into that willingness or to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible says he was a hunger, or after that he was hungry. And when you think about mm-hmm. the temple, he came to do what? To tempt him, because he wanted to show he had the power. He wanted to show that everything belongs to him, and that he had the power. So he tells Jesus these stories, and Jesus remind him that God's word was the final. He wasn't, the devil tried to get him to, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. And Jesus recognized that the final authority was the word of God. So he said,
Amen.
The man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's the final authority. Because you have power over the enemy. Doesn't matter what method is, you remember that you have the final authority over the enemy. The final authority is in the word of God. How I know that? Remember Luke. Is that Luke 10:19? Pastor, define that. See, we have to cleave to the words of Jesus. We have to get our pattern from him. We have to get our plan, the way we do things. That's why this is so important, that we get what we do. Our blueprint came from the Lord.
Amen, amen. So Luke 10 and verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt. Amen.
Amen. But read it out of the Messenger Bible, too, for me, Pastor, you'd be so kind.
Okay.
Let me tell you why this is so grand. Power over all the enemy. Jesus, when he is stronger, his word was stronger. And he give us that same power. God's greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. The Bible says, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
We will prevail. That makes us stronger.
Thank you.
Stronger and wiser than the devil, because we have Christ as our final authority. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So from the Message Bible, it says, see what I've given you, safe passage as you walk on snakes and serpents, and protection from every assault of the enemy. No one can put a hand on you. Amen.
Well, you know, and thank you so much, Pastor. You remember over there in Ephesians 6, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world.
Amen.
See, Satan has come to us in his own negative character through thorns. I think we read this the other day over there in Ephesians 4. I mean, Mark 4. And in sowing seed, some fell among stony ground. Remember, the enemy had thorns. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, Satan thorns, and this is a revelated word right here. When you see Satan thorns, that's the opportunity for you to see that the Word of God has the final authority. That's when it becomes God's opportunity for you and I to show God's power, to let the Word of God to become the final authority, that whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Amen.
God gave
Amen.
Us that. That's our position. That's our position. See, the Word of God has the final authority. And if I could just really get everyone to see that, that would just be a real blessing. The most valuable thing we have is the Word of God. Brothers and sisters, do not be misled. What we have is the Word of God. And that's the most valuable thing that we have. And in that, we learn that the Word of God is the it's the most valuable thing we can. When we weak, it make us strong. We get spiritual growth through the Word of God. See, the lack of spiritual growth is not allowing the Word of God to have first place.
All right.
And if you remember the power that God afforded us through Christ. Christ suffered for us in the flesh. So we can arm ourselves with the Word of God, because that's what God says we can do. So just like he suffered for us in the flesh, the Bible teaches us to arm yourself likewise with that same mind. For he that have suffered in the flesh have ceased from sinning, that he no longer should live in the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of man, but to the will of God. So our life should be predicated on living the will of God, and that become a reality. Now, that becomes a reality whenever whenever we allow the Word of God to have to be the vital authority. It has to be. It has to be the final authority. Don't allow temptation and feelings to stop you. The Word of God needs to be the final authority.
Amen.
I just read that he gave us power over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. That's only works when you believe that the Word of God is the final authority.
Amen.
It's just like your righteousness, because they would just love to tell you you don't have righteousness. But he don't know the final authority of your righteousness is in the Word of God. Well, why do you think the Bible tells us to be strong for the truth in the inward part? Remember Psalm 51 and 6. I don't know if y'all hearing this motor run, but I'm shutting it off. Psalm 51 and 6. Like for you to read that one for us, Pastor.
you. In verse 6, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Amen.
Yeah. See, and let me tell you the wisdom, because I wanted to get into it, and I probably will tomorrow. I really get into the wisdom, because see, God wants you to start using wisdom. Wisdom is allowing the word of God to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's available. Let it work for you. That's your defense.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, that's your defense. Wisdom, you need to treat her. You got to use it for your defense. When I think about the church at Cyrus, when the angel said over in Revelation 3, 1 through 5, may I ask Pastor to read that one? God is investing in us his word. In other words, we can go back to Ephesians 6, 2, because you'll see that the word of God is the sword of the Spirit. That's your power right there. That's the final authority right there. That's the final authority. It's going to be done because the word of God says it's going to be done. So if you have Revelation 3, 1 through 5.
Okay. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If for thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Amen.
Isn't that awesome? I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Jesus said, you know what? You be an overcomer. Oh, I know you ain't perfect. I know you ain't did everything you should have been done. I get all that. But he says, if you remain faithful,
mm-hmm.
I understand that a lot of things been going on, but he said your garments have not been defiled.
Yeah.
And you can walk in white. So when God sees us, he sees us through Christ, brothers and sisters.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And know that your name will not be blotted out of the book of life. But he's going
Thank
to confess you by name to the Father and to the angels. I just love the fact that the word of God has the final authority. So even though Satan's trying to use your mind for a battleground, but just let me tell you, if you're buying that up, Satan have to obey. He has to obey.
Yeah.
He don't have no choice in the matter.
Mm-hmm.
He has no choice
Amen.
In the matter because the word of God has the final authority. And when you speak that word and confess that word, God acknowledged that. God acknowledged his mm-hmm. word.
Amen.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to touch on. But before I do that, Pastor, you have any comments?
Amen. I was just going to read that from the Message Bible. I mean, yeah, Revelation 3. Amen. I'm looking forward to the wisdom of God. That's powerful when we have wisdom. The Revelation 3 from the Message Bible, 1 through 5. Write this to Sardis, to the angel of the church, the one holding the seven spirits of God in one hand, a firm grip on the seven stars with the other. Speak. I see right through your work. You have a reputation for vigor and zest, but you're dead. Stone on your feet. Take a deep breath. Maybe there's life in you yet, but I wouldn't know it by looking at your busy work. Nothing of God's work has been completed. Your condition is desperate. Think of the gift you once had in your hand, the message you heard with your ears. Grasp it again and turn back to God. If you pull the covers back over your head and sleep on, oblivious to God, I'll return when you least expect it. Break into your life like a thief in the night. You still have a few followers of Jesus in Sardis who haven't ruined themselves wallowing in the muck of the world's ways. They'll walk with me on parade. They'll prove their worth. Conquerors will match in the victory parade. Their name indelible in the book of life. I'll lead them up and present them by name to my Father and his angel. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Right now, like I said, I'm on the road, brothers and sisters. Tomorrow, if anybody have anything to say, we can let you in. Passes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's able to get in. And nothing else. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate it. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all on tomorrow.